So obviously with the announcement of we're here this week, but then next week over here, that means summer's starting, right? So you need a summer reading list. I hope you're starting to put one together. Session's been thinking about this. So in case you wanted to add something to your reading list for this summer, Session was starting to think through what we might be able to do as a church in terms of reading. So about a century ago, there's a gentleman by the name of Finley Peter Dunn who talked about newspapers and the role of newspapers, at least in part, as comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comfortable. And then in the 1980s, a theologian by the name of Martin Marty started speaking about the church's priestly and prophetic roles in these same terms. The idea is that our priestly role is celebrative, affirmative, culture building. We're comforting the afflicted in that space. But in our prophetic role, we're supposed to use God's truth to grapple with the larger world. And in doing so, we potentially afflict the comfortable. Now, if I generally find myself, and many of you may feel yourself as well, to fall more often in that comfortable bucket, who needs a little bit more of God's truth to afflict me so that I can continue to grow and learn in that. As part of the church's prophetic work, the PCUSA, our denomination actually, invited back in 2017, invited the church, the two co-moderators at the time, Denise Anderson and Jed Edmonston, invited the church to read and discuss this book called Waking Up White and Finding Myself in the Story of Race by Debbie Irving. We've been a bit slow on the uptake of this in this particular community, but more recently the session agreed to read it to determine whether or not this is something that this particular community perhaps should do as well. And our discussion was rich, thoughtful, at times animated, and at other times bittersweet. By the end of it, we agreed unanimously that this book is a resource that this community should use to its fullest extent. So to that end, the session invites you to add Waking Up White to your summer reading list. For what it's worth, in my end of semester grading flurry, I had to read this really quickly in order to be prepared to come to session to discuss it. It's not built for that. And so this summer, I'm actually going to be going through it again. It's actually designed in 4 to 6 page readings with questions posed at the end to allow meditation and reflection. For what it's worth, there's also an audio version of this. So if you're someone who walks, if you're someone who would prefer to listen, there is an audio version of this as well. I'll be working through it this summer. I hope that you'll join me.